高三英语高考练习十一。
Section A, Directions. In Section A, you will hear 10 short conversations between two speakers. At the end of each conversation, a question will be asked about what was said. The conversations and the questions will be spoken only once. After you hear a conversation, and the question about it, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one is the best answer to the question you have heard. 1. Has my dictionary arrived yet?
Sorry, sir, we haven't received any special orders this week.
Question. Where does this conversation most probably take place? Two. I think I may need glasses, but I'm not entirely sure.
I'll be able to tell you once you have looked at this vision chart.
Question. What is the woman's job?
Three. What did you buy?
A t-shirt. It was a real bargain. I got it half price, saving $15.
Question. What was the original price of the t-shirt?
Four. Come and have a look at the photos I took yesterday.
I'd love to, but I've got a lot of clothes to wash now, and then I'll have to finish my report for tomorrow's class.
Question. What will the woman do first?
Five. Do you prefer to buy or to rent a house in China?
Unlike most of the Chinese, I'll choose the latter. You know, the price of a house in China is surprisingly high.
Question. What does the man mean? Six. How important are your friends to you, Jack?
I don't have many friends. I never take them as particularly important. Maybe that's because I have a big family.
Question. Why doesn't the man consider his friends very important?
Seven. It's been pouring for 3 days now. I begin to wonder if it will ever stop.
And tomorrow will be my day at the beach. But if it doesn't clear up by then, I'll just have to forget about it.
Question. What are the two speakers mainly talking about?
Eight. I don't know what's wrong with my watch. It was just a month ago that I had it repaired.
Don't waste your time or money anymore. It's a very old watch and is quite worn out.
Question. What does the man mean?
Nine. Can you believe the way Larry was talking to his roommate? No wonder they don't get along well.
Well, maybe Larry was just reacting to something his roommate said. There are two sides to every story, you know.
Question. What does the woman imply? Ten. Thanks to the seatbelt, otherwise you would have been seriously injured in the car accident.
Yes, I can hardly imagine what would have happened if I hadn't taken my daughter's advice before leaving home.
Question. What can you infer from the conversation? Section B. Directions. In Section B, you will hear two short passages and you will be asked two questions on each of the passages. The passages will be read twice, but the questions will be spoken only once. When you hear a question, read the four possible answers on your paper and decide which one would be the best answer to the question you have heard. Questions 11 through 13 are based on the following passage. Many people think of being late as a small problem, but being late can have serious consequences. First, being late can harm your relationships. Being late communicates to people that you don't respect them because you're wasting their time. Also, people may wonder if your other promises are reliable. Moreover, especially for business meetings, showing up late makes you look as if you aren't organized. It suggests that you can't keep track of when and where you need to be. Or maybe you have too many things scheduled and you can't decide what's the most important. These negative judgments about you can translate into negative effects on your interests. If people don't trust you, they won't do business with you. If you're an employee, your being late can affect your company. One way to be on time is to make a plan for your day and stick to it. Leave yourself more time than you think you need to finish tasks. That way you might be early, which is even better. Of course, you can't always be on time. Everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes circumstances beyond your control slow you down. When that happens, let the person who's waiting for you know it as soon as possible. When you arrive, apologize and try to make sure it doesn't happen again.
Now, listen again, please.
Many people think of being late as a small problem, but being late can have serious consequences. First, being late can harm your relationships. Being late communicates to people that you don't respect them because you're wasting their time. Also, people may wonder if your other promises are reliable. Moreover, especially for business meetings, showing up late makes you look as if you aren't organized. It suggests that you can't keep track of when and where you need to be. Or maybe you have too many things scheduled and you can't decide what's the most important. These negative judgments about you can translate into negative effects on your interests. If people don't trust you, they won't do business with you. If you're an employee, your being late can affect your company. One way to be on time is to make a plan for your day and stick to it. Leave yourself more time than you think you need to finish tasks. That way you might be early, which is even better. Of course, you can't always be on time. Everyone makes mistakes, and sometimes circumstances beyond your control slow you down. When that happens, let the person who's waiting for you know it as soon as possible. When you arrive, apologize and try to make sure it doesn't happen again. Questions 11. What is one of the serious consequences of being late?
Once you know you're going to be late, what should you do?
13. What does the speaker mainly want to tell us? 14 through 16 are based on the following passage.
A self-driving car operated by Uber struck and killed a pedestrian who was walking her bicycle in Tempe, Arizona, Sunday night. The incident could be the first pedestrian death involving a self-driving vehicle. The car was in automatic mode, but had a human riding along to take control of the vehicle if necessary, according to the Tempe Police Department. The 49-year-old victim was struck while walking outside a crosswalk. she was immediately transported to a local hospital where she died. A spokeswoman for the Tempe Police Department confirmed that the female pedestrian was walking her bicycle when she was struck. Uber has suspended all automatic vehicle operations in Pittsburgh, Tempe, San Francisco, and Toronto in response to the crash. Uber said, "Our hearts go out to the victim's family. We are fully cooperating with local authorities in their investigation of this incident." The National Transportation Safety Board said it was sending a team to investigate the incident. The incident is not the first fatal crash involving automatic technology. In May 2016, a Tesla model struck a lorry on a Florida highway, killing the Tesla's driver. Government investigators highlighted an overdependence on vehicle automation as a contributor to the crash.
Now, listen again, please.
A self-driving car operated by Uber struck and killed a pedestrian who was walking her bicycle in Tempe, Arizona, Sunday night. The incident could be the first pedestrian death involving a self-driving vehicle. The car was in automatic mode, but had a human riding along to take control of the vehicle if necessary, according to the Tempe Police Department. The 49-year-old victim was struck while walking outside a crosswalk. She was immediately transported to a local hospital where she died. A spokeswoman for the Tempe Police Department confirmed that the female pedestrian was walking her bicycle when she was struck. Uber has suspended all automatic vehicle operations in Pittsburgh, Tempe, San Francisco, and Toronto in response to the crash. Uber said, "Our hearts go out to the victim's family. We are fully cooperating with local authorities in their investigation of this incident." The National Transportation Safety Board said it was sending a team to investigate the incident. The incident is not the first fatal crash involving automatic technology. In May 2016, a Tesla model struck a lorry on a Florida highway, killing the Tesla's driver. Government investigators highlighted an overdependence on vehicle automation as a contributor to the crash.
Questions. 14. What is the report mainly about?
Which of the following is true when the accident happened?
What can be inferred from the passage? Questions 17 through 20 are based on the following conversation.
Hi, Jim. What are you doing?
Hi, Linda. I'm working on a report on energy sources for my environmental science class. I've read a lot of books in the library, but I'm still having trouble finding enough information.
You know, we were talking about sources of fuel in my class today.
Really? Tell me about it.
It was about a new way of getting fuel oil from coal.
I didn't know that was possible. Tell me some details.
Professor Collins said something about coal being set on fire and covered with a mixture of steam and oxygen. This process produces a gas made up of hydrogen and carbon, the basic elements of oil.
And then they do something to change that gas to oil?
Right. It's a quite complicated process.
Since coal is plentiful, I guess it won't be long before this new type of oil is available.
I doubt it. Professor Collins said this process was not economical enough. Anyhow, if you want to know more, you really ought to talk to Professor Collins. He is an authority on energy sources. I believe he'll be able to help you more than I can, and he's got office hours all afternoon today.
Thanks. He's in Anderson Hall, right?
Right.
Now, listen again, please.
Hi, Jim. What are you doing?
Hi, Linda. I'm working on a report on energy sources for my environmental science class. I've read a lot of books in the library, but I'm still having trouble finding enough information.
You know, we were talking about sources of fuel in my class today.
Really? Tell me about it.
It was about a new way of getting fuel oil from coal.
I didn't know that was possible. Tell me some details.
Professor Cullen said something about coal being set on fire and covered with a mixture of steam and oxygen. This process produces a gas made up of hydrogen and carbon, the basic elements of oil.
And then they do something to change that gas to oil?
Right. It's a quite complicated process.
Since coal is plentiful, I guess it won't be long before this new type of oil is available.
I doubt it. Professor Collins said this process was not economical enough. Anyhow, if you want to know more, you really ought to talk to Professor Collins. He is an authority on energy sources. I believe he'll be able to help you more than I can, and he's got office hours all afternoon today.
Thanks. He's in Anderson Hall, right?
Right.
Questions. 17. What are the two speakers mainly discussing?
How did the woman learn about the process she describes?
19. In the process described by the woman, why is the coal burned?
20. What can be learned from the conversation?